How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Well, you know what? I'm pretty good, but I think I've done my lower back in, my lower lumbar.
No, how have you done that?
Well, I think it was moving a barbecue.
Oh.
I thought I'd bent from the knees, but I don't know.
You've pulled something.
Well, I've pulled something, that's for sure. And actually, the irony is I was making pulled pork as my first barbecue dish. So I've pulled pork and I've pulled my back, I think.
You've got another barbecue?
Well, yes, but what do you mean another one? Well, I had that smaller one.
And now you've gone for a biggie?
Yes, because...
Oh, tell me, Tom, go on.
Because friends of mine, namely, I haven't said this to him, but namely Rob Beckett, I think has been gifted one, or some sort of oven, and I thought, I'm not to be outdone by that, I want to get a nice barbecue, because I like cooking. And so
yes.
I got this barbecue from Barbecue Dave at the Pole Hill Garden Centre up the road. It was very helpful. And he sold me a spice rub as well. And he said, he gave me his recipe for pulled pork. Well, the thing was, Suze, we were up at 6:30 lighting the thing to get the food on the barbecue so it'd be ready for a sit-down.
For what time?
We sat down at 3:30 in the afternoon.
No, it can't take 9 hours.
It did. It was nice, but...
Oh, what? That's how long pulled pork takes?
Well, it did on my... Yeah, it does take a long time, yeah. Sorry to the vegans out there.
Oh, Tom.
Sorry. We did do a jackfruit alternative, actually.
How was that?
Very nice. Yeah, very nice. Use the same spices.
I'm never sure what to do with the jackfruit.
It's very straightforward, Suze. Very straightforward. Comes in a tin.
What is it?
I think it's got the texture of like an artichoke. I might be wrong. Sorry.
Right, okay. Where does it come from?
Jack.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. My auntie.
Yes, Auntie Jackfruit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Auntie Jackfruit.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I didn't know that, so it's good to learn.
It's good to learn, isn't it? But that was our day yesterday. We had a nice time. And the nephews from both sides came round, which was very fun. A few tears, but, you know, nothing. I think that's what happened.
Was it because of how long the food took?
I mean, I wonder if that was possibly a factor, yeah. But they do know if they come round at 2, they won't really eat until 4. They know that now.
That's you.
That's who I am. I used to worry about it, and now I think, you know what? Take me as I am. Isn't that the song from The Greatest Showman? This is me.
Something like that, yeah.
This is me?
This is me, yeah. This is me. My food's always late.
This is me. This is me.
So did you have 6 boys under 10 in your house yesterday running around?
Well... The eldest is a bit over 10, but yeah.
That must have been wild.
It was when they wanted to toboggan down the stairs on my quite expensive bed throw. And also when they wanted to play hide and seek in my suits. But, you know, apart
from...
How did
you feel about that?
Well, you know, I had in mind that we'd do some gardening. I'd bought some seeds for them to plant.
Not so good.
And didn't happen, though.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, Tom.
Yeah. But, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
Did you watch the football, Tom?
Well, that was beforehand. That was while the barbecue. And actually, I do have to blame the football for... Actually, well, the barbecue went a bit over temperature at that point. So that caused all...
So everything went a bit out the window.
Yeah, timing went out there at that point. Suze, I was thinking about you while watching it because, of course, you have your wonderful podcast with Maisie, Big Kick Energy. And I know that it was a stressful game. How was it watching the football?
Well, you know, as anyone that's listened to Big Kick Energy will know, I wasn't into football a couple of months ago, but Maisie's mission to make me get into it, to encourage that football is for everyone.
Very good.
And it's been a very sort of positive World Cup in regards to like stories and in regards to like how many, so many incredible women have like, you know, got over such great feats to be there on all different teams and women, you know, the Jamaica girls, the Jamaica team, they GoFundMe'd their page to get there because they didn't get sort of help from their government.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, there's been so many, the first girl ever to play in a World Cup match in a hijab. There were, I think, 94 out female players.
Wow.
Who,
it's
yeah,
94 episodes of your podcast series. That's all
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right?
That's great.
Hello, dear Magdalena. No, and so I've got really, really into it and I've got to know, obviously not personally, but I'd love to, all of the team, and I want them to be my friends. I feel like they're the Spice Girls. I feel like I'm a teenager again. But I have been totally whipped up in World Cup fever, and I found it very sad that they didn't go through, well, not go through, they didn't win, but I think that they played brilliantly throughout the series, tournament, you know what I mean. And I don't want to use the word sportsman because it's, are we meant to say sportsmanship? But all of them sort of, they held themselves in such a brilliant way. Like they went and, you know, shook the hands of the Spanish players, and they all knew each other. They all play in the WSL, the Women's Super League. And then Lucy Bronze, who was like heartbroken, saw a young girl in the crowd who was crying, a young English girl. And she took off her boots and went and gave them to her and like put her arm around her.
Aww.
And they just behave in such a lovely way.
Oh,
and
that's so impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so brilliant. And so, yes, I was sad, but then I was delighted that how far they've gone. And I feel like I've got into women's football at such an exciting point because it's, I'm now a fan.
Well,
which is great.
It did feel like everybody was on great form. And
yes.
And it did feel very happy and not the sort of, you know, there wasn't so much like falling over. I mean, there was that point where that player was knocked over and she did have blood on her eyebrow. But
yes, Alex Greenwood, yeah. Yeah,
Alex Greenwood, that was.
Yeah, yeah. And the Spanish team seemed to fall over a little. I don't know if some of them are in flip-flops. But, you know.
It happens.
What you're going to do. But, yes, I think. And there's less of a, I think you can go into a pub and it doesn't feel as
terrifying.
Frightening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas in, when the men's game's on, I feel a bit,
Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah, it is a bit, it seems to carry with it a lot of kind of, I don't know, sort of hidden aggression, the men's game, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, it does always feel like that in the men's game. Like, I wasn't worried that anyone was going to go and put a flare up their arse in Trafalgar Square. Do you know what I mean?
Did no one do that yesterday?
No, well, no bit, one did that. But you, then, of course, I'm in Brighton now, so...
Did you feel that was a bit rude, though? You know, nobody was sort of showing full, you know, was honouring it in the way traditionally we've done.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. You're right.
A missed opportunity, if anything.
I would say so. I would say so.
For firework fans everywhere.
You know when firework shops just pop up for a few months?
Mm.
What are they doing the rest of the year? Money laundering, do you think?
I can only assume so. I don't know. I wonder, it immediately made my mind jump to sex shops on the motorway. Who?
Yes!
Who is going, shall we stop for a sandwich at this service station? No, do you know what? There's a Pulse and Cocktails 10 miles up the road. Let's pop in there for some butt plugs.
Yes! Is it on the A12 or the A2? It's definitely on an A road. Is the A2 a road?
Yeah, I think sort of near Harle and York, around that way.
I think there's more than one, and they're open very late. But I suppose that's maybe when you're in the mood.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? What's the point of opening at, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning? Who's going to be popping in then?
Yeah, I don't know that it's something that you think about first thing. Like, oh, what have I got to do today? I must get this, that, some handcuffs.
Well, I wonder what the this and the that are in that context though, Susie. Or is it this?
Oh, well, I was more thinking maybe they were doing, like, you know, we're doing a grocery shop and then, you know, nipping there on the way back to get your handcuffs and your I don't know, chocolate body paint? Do people still do that? Is that a thing?
Do you remember? Yes, edible underwear, that sort of thing.
Oh no, thank you. Hate all that.
I can imagine, yeah. But, you know, people have got to make a living, Suze, and if that's their chosen profession, let them have it.
Oh, I'd be the last one to judge.
For sure.
But should we have some emails?
Well, I'd like it.
Because lots of people have been in touch, Tom.
Why?
Lots of people.
What about?
Well, because they love us.
Oh, that's very kind, isn't it?
It's very kind,
I'm just realizing what an unflattering angle this camera is at. I feel like I'm... It's the trouble, isn't it, with the... I haven't thought about this angle. It's sort of very... I feel like it's not very flattering on the old comic cuts, as my dad would
call them. No, you look beautiful. Oh, comic cuts, guts. That's nice.
Yeah, the comics. But I don't know what comic cuts are, really. Sketches?
No, me neither. Maybe. So, here we go. Hey, long time listener here. I think I've listened to most episodes at least twice. Thank you for bringing us your ramblings every week. I thoroughly enjoy it. I just wanted to let you know, I love your occasional mentions of Berlin. It sounds like you had fun when you were here. I've wanted to write for you for so, so long, and whilst listening to your latest episode, I was fined by the ticket inspector on my train to Berlin Airport. So I thought, hey, why not write them a message now? Just to clarify, I was a law-abiding citizen who had a ticket, but it wasn't technically valid yet. Germany and their many, many rules. Susie, I'm sorry you got told off for that person for parking in a parking space. She sounds like a person who needs some joy in her life. I teach yoga. Clang? Is that a clang? Not really. I just wanted to come across as a serious yoga teacher. And I must tell you something about yoga in general. Seems to really rub people up the wrong way. It's like they must let you know how much they hate it. And that they hate people that do it. That's so strange. I mainly wanted to write to you to say that episode you released, probably many months ago, about the dread that you feel before performing really got me. I think one of you said that on your way to one of your Edinburgh performances, you wish a bus would hit you. But I totally get it. What is that about? I think it might be the inner saboteur trying to protect us. Maybe it thinks we will show people our truest selves on stage and will be ridiculed, so it wants any excuse to stop us being on that stage. I say this as someone who has desperately wanted to be a full-time performer, but has so far failed, mainly because no one wants to hire me. But let's say it's just about my inner saboteur stopping me. Anyway, that's all, I guess. Oh, but for a deep cut, I don't have a mouth pat. I just put a towel down. Anarchy, baby. Thanks for reading this, and you can read my name if you want to. That's from Katie.
Katie, thank you for letting us read your name. That really, I'm sure Katie, the yoga teacher from Berlin, will be easily identifiable. well, of course, she'll be in prison, so for that misdemeanor on the train. No, how interesting. I liked that message because... I made a similar mistake once with a travel card. The ticket office sold me one that had the wrong date. I said, "Can I buy a travel card?" And they said, "Yeah." They sold it to me, and it was for like the weekend, and it wasn't for the day I was using it. And the ticket inspector was on a bus going up through Kennington, and
this must have been a while ago for you to be on a bus.
It was, Susie. It was one of the last times I got on a bus, actually. and the inspector said, "No, this." And I said, "Well, they've sold it to me." And they said, "Well, you should have checked. It's up to you to check that the ticket is correct."
No, I don't think that's on.
So I don't. Yeah, I was very. And it was one of those things that you can't express like the complexity of it. And then the woman at the ticket office just gave me like a receipt with her name on it, just saying I sold him the wrong one, which of course nobody wasn't valid to anyone, and they just carried on the fight. It was really unfair. And it was about 60 quid for basically, yeah, it was like six, something like that, or 80 quid or something. It was like...
For a bus pass?
From a travel card being wrong, yeah.
Oh, that is so annoying.
Yeah, I was really annoyed. But it was one of those things that when you're caught in the system, there's no real way to explain it. And of course, the way they get you... Sorry, I'm turning to my dad, which a lot of his later working life was challenging... incorrect fines issued, transport fines, to the drivers at his coach company. And it's one of those things that they get you because you go, I can't be bothered to deal with this, I'll just pay it.
Exactly.
Someone I know went into a yellow box for 2 seconds, realised that she couldn't get across the box, and so rolled back, but it was 2 seconds too long, and she got a ticket.
That happened to me. I was in there for 2 seconds or 3 seconds and I phoned them and I said, I said, you must have this on CCTV. And the woman was like, yeah, you're in there for 3 seconds. I said, but I thought everyone ahead was moving. She said, well, you need to wait until there's space ahead for you to get through. I thought, get a fucking life.
Where was that, in London?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it was in Highgate.
Oh, assholes, aren't they? Well, I do think, like, I know London, blah, blah, blah. I think London is such a difficult city enough to live in anyway. It's so expensive and so hard. And then they go like, oh, by the way, if you want to get anywhere, we'll just basically add this tax. Just like, just add a tax. If you need the money, add a tax. Yeah. And at least we all know where we stand, rather than these like little tricks to catch you out.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because you travel around, like, you know, if you go to somewhere like Sweden or Norway, all of the public transport is so clean and so delightful.
Yes.
That you're like, oh yeah, I'd get a train.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on here, it's like, do you want to sit next to the man that's urinated on himself or this dead pigeon and his wife?
And by the way, you've got the wrong ticket, so please pay us £80.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Do you know, I made an error the other day and I was really annoyed with myself. It's in my, like, as people have told me now, the ADHD tax. But maybe it's dyslexia tax. But my brother came to my house and I was like, oh, I'll pay for your parking. I'll just put it on the app. And I read the letters incorrectly. Because of my dyslexia, I put like the V in the wrong place. It's like HV and I put VH, which now I know is wrong. But and I rang them and they were like, yeah, it's just, you just put the wrong numbers in. And you want to be like, oh, but I've got, but I'm special. I get longer in exams.
And also, like, you made a mistake, but you didn't have another car parked there. So.
No, so I paid the money. The
so
money's
paid
been
the
paid.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like that thing of... So
but they're like, oh, it's in the system now. The ticket's in the system now.
Yeah. So what
you
do you
want to take it out of the system?
Exactly. But it's just this thing of like, well, you made a mistake, so you deserve to be punished. If you make mistakes, then you get punished. That's the rules. And I just don't like that punitive attitude all the time. Like, well, you got something wrong, didn't you? So how do you expect to be treated? Fine you. And the thing is, right, like...
Go on, Tom.
It's easy to be blasé and go, I'll just pay it. But for a huge amount of people, that is a day's wage.
So of course.
A day of their life doing a job they maybe don't enjoy, looking at the clock, has just been done for nothing because somebody in the local council went, yeah, put in a yellow box there. Yeah, put a camera there. Yeah, get them there. Yeah, get them there. Well, you're in there for 3 seconds. You've got to wait. Like, assholes. Anyway.
Yes, I hate all of that. Real jobs worths.
And I think Katie did write in to try and make us feel positive about this and sort of used it as a happy moment, but we've taken it right back. Sorry, Katie.
Yeah, if anything, you really fueled our anger, Katie, so I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
I hope you're happy now.
Sorry, Katie.
A little bit wicked there for everyone.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you. Do you know what always cheers me up, though, talking about human mistakes, is John Travolta introducing Idina Menzel.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
What he calls her, Ed? What?
Dazeen's Nazelle or something. It's Dazeen. So wrong. Nazeem Dazelle?
Is it Alf? Alf.
He'll know. He's got his finger right on the top of pop culture.
If you are stressed about parking tickets, then just go and look that up. It's so
funny.
The
wickedly talented Nazeen Dazelle.
Nazeen Dazelle. It makes me laugh so much because he has to say it with such commitment because he's a performer. Yeah. He just says it and he's reading it off an autocue and he reads it. But there is that sort of sense of what I thought was actually more interesting, and this is the thing we should zone in on, was Katie there saying about self-sabotage, the inner sabotage. I think that's a very interesting concept. I think we do it all the time.
Yeah. Yes, I think so. Or you do that thing where you don't put enough effort into something and then you go, well, I've not tried very hard, so if it goes badly, it's because I didn't try very hard, not because I'm terrible at life.
Yeah, absolutely. We do it sometimes from an early age. We do it throughout life. Of just this sense of like, well, again, going, we're not allowed to make mistakes. So the idea of making a mistake is so horrifying that that you have to just do everything, like you try and do it perfectly, and in often that's all the more... imperfect and stressful.
Yes, it really is.
Gosh, we brought it all round full circle, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
You know, on the way to Brandenburg Airport, I think. Or is it the new one? I mean, talk about mistakes. They've taken forever to finish that airport, Katie. Oh, out of control, that Berlin airport.
Tom, you are turning into your dad so quickly.
Oh, I know, isn't it? That's the thing, though.
I love it.
We turn into our pet. You think you
I
don't.
I love that.
You think you don't, but you do.
Oh, yeah.
Furious about things.
Oh, yeah. The way that I am when people come in my front door and I try and feed them is my mother all over.
That's nice.
Yeah. Do you want a sandwich? Do you want a sausage roll? Do you want a cup of tea? Do you want a biscuit with that tea? Do you want a sausage roll with your sandwich with your cup of tea? Why don't you have a cup of tea? Why don't you have a biscuit first, then you have a sausage roll, then I'll do your sandwich later. Do you want a potato crisp with that sandwich?
Lovely.
Like, it's...
My dad's trick was to just give it to people. So he just... he wouldn't shoot them. He would give them a... have it. And reference to Coronation Street, which I only learnt the other day from...
Yes!
From Pride.
I know that exact clip.
Because we were talking about it around the table at Pride.
Oh, of course we were. That's what I was about to say. Oh my God, how did we both hear about that? That's because we were both there. Have it.
Have it. But no, Dad wouldn't just say have it. He would make people a sandwich and then just put it down. Because he said if you say to someone, would you like a sandwich? Politeness dictates that they'll go, no, thank you. But if you just give them the sandwich, then they might eat it. But then sometimes people go, oh no, I'm a vegan. I can't eat bacon. You'd be like, oh, it's only a little, it's only, well, it's only thin.
Your dad made a great bacon sandwich. He made a great bacon sandwich. That's like that line in The Royal Family where she's saying, I'm a vegetarian. And she says, will you have some ham? It's way too thin.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yeah, that is true. we tried to make a bacon sandwich on the barbecue, actually. That was the first thing.
Oh, how'd that go?
Hour and a half.
Oh, Tom.
Hour and a half. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I don't know. I think quite a lot. An hour and a half.
Yeah. We're going to attempt pizza.
Was it nice?
No.
You know, slow cooked bacon.
Yeah, we did the toast in there as well, thinking that would be like rustic. You know, like they'd show you on those reels that you get.
Yeah.
Things sizzling, very ASMR. Our ASMR would have been us going, oh, this bloody thing, it doesn't, I don't know how it works. That's the ASMR on our cooking reels. We think we might call ourselves the Barbecue Queens. What do you think about that?
Love.
Because there's a very macho world, a bit like football, around barbecues. It goes hand in hand.
Yes. What is that about with men being like, I cook in the garden. Not all men, obviously. I've got to be very careful here. I'm not being gendered. But there is that tradition of like, as soon as you get outside, they're like, I'll deal with the barbecue. It's fire?
Yeah,
caveman?
Fire, I think. Yeah, something like, it just feels a bit like, yeah, I could deal with fire. I'm a bloke. Doesn't need to be, does it? Doesn't need to be.
No, I think tone it down, if anything.
Susie, you've got to go.
I do have to go. It's true. I've got to go to the osteo.
Well, have fun there.
Thank you very much. Now, should we let the listener know? We're going to be putting out an episode next Thursday rather than Wednesday because I'm going on holiday.
Susie's going
on
holiday.
We're having our first family holiday, which I'm very excited about.
Someone's staying in the house, so don't even think about burgling it, okay?
No, my brother's here the whole time.
Sods, burglars.
Someone's got to be there for the cat and, you know.
Sorry, like-minded friend burglars. Today's not your day.
Sorry, like-minded friend burglars. You will not get these silk shirts.
No way. Can you imagine the swish, the swishing down the street? Yeah, they wouldn't be making mail bags in prison, would they? Making blouse-ons. it doesn't really make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense, but I loved it anyway. But we'll see you next time on Like-Minded Friends, won't we, Tom?
We will see you next time, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye for now, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.